Aditya Birla's Ultratech coal mine faces allegations of toxic pollution, multi-craw CSR fraud, and systemic labor exploitation in Madhya Pradesh. Ultratech coal mine exposed, toxic river pollution, RS3.29, craw CSR fraud worker exploitation in MP. Aditya Birla's Ultratech faces allegations of environmental destruction and CSR fraud. Myrna River Crisis, how Ultratech's coal mine contaminated water sources and faked CSR reports. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts. News exclusive Sprouts, new special investigation team exposes how Aditya Birla's Ultratech cement mine contaminated Myrna River, committed RS3.29 Karor CSR fraud and exploited workers while state officials allegedly shielded the corporate giant from accountability. The unfolding environmental and corporate crisis in Madhya Pradesh. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SITE, has uncovered devastating environmental damage and corporate malfeasance at Ultratech Cement's Bichapur coal mine in Madhya Pradesh. Our months-long investigation reveals how the Aditya Birla Group subsidiary has turned the sacred Myrna River into a toxic drain, executed a sophisticated CSR fraud worth RS3.29 crore, and systematically exploited local laborers. Despite overwhelming evidence collected by local communities and our investigators, state regulatory bodies have repeatedly closed complaints with questionable remarks, raising serious questions about corporate accountability and governance in India's mining sector. This exclusive report documents the systematic destruction unfolding in the tribal heartland of Shahdol district. The Bichapur coal mine, official claims versus ground reality. The Bichapur underground coal mine, operating in the Sohagpur coalfield, was officially allotted by the Ministry of Coal, Government of India, with an estimated 29.12 million tons of reserves and a 41-year operational lifespan. Ultratech Cement, the flagship company of Aditya Birla Group, promotes the project as an example of sustainable mining with comprehensive environmental safeguards and community development initiatives. Official documents obtained by our team indicate the mine has a rated capacity of 1.00 MTPA, million tons per annum, and operates across villages including Bichapur, Senduri, and Lotna in Sohagpur Tehsil. However, the ground reality witnessed by the Sprouts News investigation team reveals a starkly different picture that contradicts these corporate narratives of responsible mining. Myrna River contamination, ecological disaster, unfolds in Shahdol. The Myrna River contamination represents one of the most severe environmental crises documented by our investigators. For two relentless years, local BJP leader Ashok Patel has methodically gathered evidence showing Ultratech's untreated mine discharge flowing directly into this vital waterway through the Lotna and Myrna Nala. Villagers provided our team with heartbreaking accounts of fish dying overnight, agricultural wells turning black with pollutants, and children developing mysterious illnesses after contact with river water. Despite submitting photographic and video evidence to authorities, the MPCM helpline reportedly declared the matter beyond state jurisdiction, a response that local environmental activists call a blatant mockery of governance and accountability. Systemic CSR fraud, investigating Ultratech's phantom development projects. Ultratech Cement's official corporate social responsibility report for 2021-22 claims expenditure of RS3.29 crore on health camps, sanitation projects, school infrastructure, skill training, and drinking water facilities in the affected villages. However, our ground verification across multiple locations found zero evidence of any such initiatives. Not a single new toilet, repaired school building, or functional water project could be identified in Bichapur, Senduri, or Lotna villages. Residents informed the Sprouts News investigation team that the company's CSR claims appear to be entirely fabricated on paper, designed specifically to mislead regulators and stakeholders in Delhi while providing no actual benefits to the local communities. Labor exploitation, hazardous conditions and wage violations. Exposed beyond environmental crimes and financial fraud, the Sprouts News investigation team uncovered disturbing patterns of labor exploitation at the Bicharpur mine. Multiple workers confided to our investigators about irregular wage payments, hazardous working conditions without proper safety equipment, and arbitrary terminations without due process. These practices violate fundamental labor rights and national safety standards, revealing a culture where worker welfare is systematically compromised for corporate profit. Instead of addressing these legitimate grievances, Madhya Pradesh's labor department and local administration allegedly fabricated closure reports to protect Ultratech's corporate image, according to documents reviewed by our team. Institutional failure. How regulatory bodies protected corporate interests. The comprehensive failure of regulatory oversight represents one of the most alarming aspects of this investigation. The Madhya Pradesh Pollution Control Board repeatedly closed complaints against Ultratech despite verifiable evidence of environmental damage. The CM helplines claim that river pollution falls beyond state jurisdiction demonstrates either astonishing incompetence or deliberate obstruction. Our investigation suggests a deeply entrenched state corporate nexus where officials function as corporate shields rather than public protectors. This institutional collapse has forced local communities to escalate their demands to national bodies, seeking intervention from the Prime Minister's office and central investigative agencies. Community resistance. Ashok Patel's 2-year battle for justice. Local leader Ashok Patel has emerged as the face of Madhya Pradesh's environmental resistance movement, transforming from a silent observer to a formidable challenger to one of India's largest industrial conglomerates. His meticulous documentation of Ultratech's violations, including water samples, photographic evidence, and impacted residents' testimonies, has provided the evidentiary foundation for this investigation. Patel told the Sprouts News investigation team, "Ultratech cannot be allowed to loot our land, water, and soul. They have turned our river into a dumping ground and our people into refugees of their own soil. We will not bow. We will fight until the PMO intervenes." His relentless 2-year campaign has mobilized diverse community stakeholders and drawn attention to what he terms corporate vandalism sanctioned by bureaucratic silence. The people's demands, seeking accountability through national intervention. Faced with complete institutional failure at the state level, the affected communities have formulated 4 non-negotiable demands for national intervention. First, they seek a CAG forensic audit of Ultratech's CSR expenditures and environmental compliance reports to uncover financial irregularities. Second, they demand an immediate Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB probe into the comprehensive contamination of Murna River and adjacent water bodies. Third, they call for a National Labour Commission inquiry into systematic safety and wage violations at the Bicharpur mine. Finally, they insist on accountability proceedings against Madhya Pradesh officials for allegedly falsifying grievance records and protecting corporate interests over public welfare. Environmental betrayal and the path forward. The situation at Ultratech's Bicharpur coal mine represents far more than localized environmental damage. It symbolizes a broader pattern of corporate impunity and regulatory collapse in India's resource extraction sectors. The toxic transformation of the Murna River, the phantom CSR projects, and the exploited workers collectively illustrate what happens when corporate power operates without meaningful oversight. The Sprouts News investigation team remains committed to documenting every development in this ongoing struggle for justice. We will continue to follow this story until accountability is established, remediation begins, and justice finally flows like the Murna River once did. Pure, life-giving and uninterrupted.